Life.
Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and we're going to continue on a topic we started in the first hour because it's a pretty deep issue, and it has to do with women in the liberty movement and why there just aren't as many ladies as there are men. So what's the reason for that? Well, one author over at ThoughtsOnLiberty.com, Gina, is suggesting that it might have to do, at least partially, with the attitude of some of the men and even some of the women in the Liberty Movement, what she describes as very sexist attitudes. We're going to get back into that, but with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Allie.
And Ellen.
Allie and Ellen are here courtesy of their radio show, which is ALP. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. Okay, so just to jump back into this discussion and bring you up to speed, maybe if you're just tuning into the show tonight, Gina at ThoughtsOnLiberty.com has a fairly lengthy piece here where she's citing different examples of sexism that she's experienced directly. She says, to her face, men in this movement have said things to her like, women aren't really equipped to understand libertarianism. It's a biological thing. Or, of course women are statists. They all just want to be taken care of. Or, women's brains just can't do economics. Or, women's right to vote ruin the country. And she says all of those have been said to her face. And so she knows that other women are experiencing things like this, and they're experiencing sexism on the part of people within the liberty movement, and maybe, just maybe, that's turning them off. So she says the examples are endless when you know what to look for. If you want more women in the liberty movement, ending blatant sexism has to be the first step in doing that. Libertarians should call out other libertarians when they say things that are factually incorrect or uphold sexist stereotypes with no facts or good data to back them up. Now, Allie, you said last hour you've seen that happen. You've seen some libertarians will call out others when they say things like this.
Yeah, I've definitely seen examples of that. I don't know how effective it is, and it maybe, you know, divides people sometimes, but I kind of would like to know that division. You know, if someone, if it really is a sexist comment that's being made and someone is calling it out, then, you know, people are defending the sexist comment. You know, I kind of want to know who you are because I don't take sexist seriously.
I just don't know why she's pointing out the Libertarian Party in particular, or the Libertarian group, like the Free State Project, because it's
universal.
Well, she
didn't name the Free State Project here at all. I would say the Free State Project is better on average than the rest of the Liberty Movement.
Yeah. But I just think it's universally true. Like, if anyone sees sexism, they should point it out. I don't think it's
sure.
I don't think it's just like you should single out people who are more popular. I mean, maybe if somebody has more media coverage and they point out that somebody else in the same party as them said something wrong and they wanted to correct it, like, you could do some sort of social ostracism thing, but it's just, it's universally true that, you know, people are going to be sexist and that people should point it out when it happens.
I totally agree with that. I mean, obviously she's focusing on this because she cares about the Liberty Movement and she wants to see it succeed and she feels like there's a real problem. So she goes on. She says, men, I hate to do this to you, but you are the people with the majority of the power in this movement. A large part of the burden will fall to you. When women try to call sexist people out on their sexism, we tend to be deemed too sensitive or unable to take a joke. We're immediately disregarded and discounted. Say something. That's a power that you have and can use to the benefit of your lady libertarian friends, and they will thank you for it. Let me ask you all a question. Remember, this is a speech she's giving at the Students for Liberty International Conference. In the last 30 days, how many of you have talked about gender discrimination? What about LGBT discrimination? Sexual harassment? What about rape? Here's a good one. What about doulas or midwives? Now, out of those of you who talked about those issues, how many of you said the issue wasn't a problem at all? Or perhaps shifted the focus of the conversation onto women in general, maybe by saying that the gender wage gap was a myth, or that differences in occupational representation was due to personal preferences, or that, dare I say it, most rape cases were in some way preventable by the person raped. This, after sexism, is the second biggest thing that keeps women away from liberty, my friends. Libertarians either don't know, don't care, or don't believe in problems that affect women's liberty. I can tell you, the biggest threats to their freedom are things that libertarians weren't talking about before Thoughts on Liberty existed. That's her blog. Women feel unsafe to let down their guard among friends, lest they be attacked and raped. they feel that they cannot succeed in their lives on par with men because, for whatever reasons, they will not make as much money. They feel enormous, unwielding pressure to live two lives at once, one as the primary caregiver of the children of the home, and one wherein they have a successful career, and to look fabulous doing both. Their right to their bodily autonomy when giving birth to children is not respected. In 23 states, home births are illegal, and midwifery is banned. Women who are gay or transgender or polyamorous or asexual or black or Hispanic or poor or any other kind of marginalization are routinely ostracized, misrepresented, and sometimes outright abused. And libertarians don't take these problems seriously, so much that we just don't seem to care.
I don't know that libertarians don't take this seriously. Maybe it's a different group of libertarians. I'm sure that someone could consider the could tell me, oh, I've been in the liberty movement for 10 years, and they know like a whole different crop of people than who I associate with. And I think that maybe, you know, if you came to the liberty through, you know, a certain channel, you might experience more of that. Like if you're in the Libertarian Party, you might, you know, meet more chauvinists. That seems likely to me. That's why, I don't know, just the politics thing, that's part of what I don't like about it, is that I feel like it's not for me, and I don't know if it has to do with me being a woman, but I notice that not many women are involved, and I assume it's, you know, it just seems like a game for men. That's just how it comes off to me.
Yeah, maybe, but I think, you know, it is a problem. I know it is a problem, and I think a lot more people need to recognize that, but I think it's not as common as they're making it out to be. Maybe that's just because I haven't experienced it, but I don't think that you can generalize people based on, like, saying, you know, people don't care about this. That's what she's saying in this article.
I know, she's saying people should care about these things because they affect women, but I don't think that if that's not something that you're concerned, you know, you should be concerned with the welfare of everyone, but there are different causes related to, like, minorities that I just don't think about, and, oh, they're being affected, or maybe, you know, the U.S. is having a war over in this country, I don't know much about their culture, you know, that, I don't like that, but is an obligation on me to learn about all these different cultures and how they're affected by the state? Well, if I know that the state is aggression, and whenever you introduce aggression, you make a problem worse, then I can deduct that right. Pretty much any problem where the state's involved, what is the state doing and how is that affecting outcomes?
Well, women's rights are included under human rights, but that doesn't mean that people can't still make these silly generalizations like women are less intelligent.
So when she's asking these questions of the audience in this case, I'm getting the sense she's just talking to a general audience, which has both men and women in it, you know, asking them, well, when's the last time you talked about these issues? What are you concerned with these issues? I absolutely support the idea of midwifery, but it's not my issue, you know, and so it would kind of be a little weird, I think, if all of a sudden I took up, you know, being a midwife or midwife's rights as my main thrust of the issues that I want to get out there, which just seems out of place. I don't know.
Sure. Whatever appeals to you.
I'm not a midwife.
I don't even think that your issues is something that you should just pick and choose based on who you want to draw to the movement. It should be genuine.
Sure. And so I think that part of the problem with what she's focusing on here is that, you know, chicken or the egg, right? So she wants more people to focus on midwife issues and rape and LGBT. And on the other hand, if the movement is mostly male, then maybe there won't be so many people that are interested in midwifery as an issue. So the fact that there aren't enough women in the movement creates the lack of those issues being focused on, creates
right.
the lack of interest
yeah.
of other women being coming into the movement. But, you know, again, New Hampshire is a different realm entirely. I mean, there's one lady who lives here in the Monadnock region who, Katie McCall, we've had her on the show as a guest in the past, and she is a midwife, and this is her thing. And she went to, she was charged with a felony in California because she helped deliver a baby. I mean, this lady has been through hell because of her belief in...
I'm sure that's her, you know, she is a good person to talk to about that.
Right, and, you know, hey, if... Katie, you know, if there's something I can do to help, like sign a petition or something like that, I'm happy to do it. You know, let me know how I can get involved to help with this. No one's ever come to me for anything like that. I've never seen any activism surrounding midwifery. I don't know what that would take. It would probably be political activism to try to change a law or
something.
Some
people are better at marketing ideas than others, and it's not everyone's job, necessarily. Some people are just better at that.
We'll come back with more. She says libertarians don't take these problems seriously, so much that we just don't seem to care. More about women and the lack of them in the liberty movement. You're welcome to add your thoughts at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shut down, and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to getthetea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's getthetea.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you, to our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control, toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 1-800-333-3733. And that toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. The Free State Project, it's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, and it definitely has the best ratio of men to women in the libertarian movement that I've ever experienced, and it seems to be getting better over time because, hey, what do you know? Women actually want to get involved in a movement where things are happening instead of a bunch of guys sitting around bitching and moaning about the government, which tends to be what the libertarian movement is outside of New Hampshire. Maybe that's one of the reasons why we have a more robust movement. We have a better, more diverse movement as far as gender is concerned, because maybe women are more attracted to doing things. I'm totally speculating.
Maybe.
But the ladies from ALP are on the show with me, and both of you are Free State Project participants.
It might also be because, that's right, it might also be because, you know, families come up, so it's possible that someone could say, well, some of those women in the Free State Project aren't dragging their husbands up there. It might be the other way around.
Well, you guys didn't get drug up here.
No,
one
well,
didn't
drag me.
No, I mean, I chose to come. I did come with my boyfriend at the time. But
that's different. I feel like it's different to be married to someone than, like, yeah, I'm with this person.
It was an incentive, but it wasn't, like, the only reason I came here. I did want to get involved in the activism. So I can say, personally, I do think that women, you know, like to get active. I've seen a lot of the women that I've met here, they're very vocal and very involved in social events.
Absolutely true. FreeStateProject.org, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is coming up. You want to meet some of these Liberty ladies? Well, many of them are going to be there speaking and taking part in the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, NHLibertyForum.com. Ellen, did you go last year or did you just go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
I just went to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I didn't make it to the other one.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to come this year because it's happening February 20th through the 23rd. Allie, I know you've been to this before, right?
Yes.
Okay. February 20th through the 23rd. It's coming up. There are going to be something like 58 speakers. It's going to be over 3 days in a hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's a beautiful hotel, the Crown Plaza, same place it's been held at the last several years. Free Talk Live is confirmed. We will be broadcasting live from the event, and we'll probably end up wrangling some other shows to broadcast live, so maybe you ladies will want to do your show live there, which would be awesome.
That would be cool. Yeah.
In front of a studio audience. You'll be able to not just experience that, but also all these great speakers, people like Naomi Wolf, Jeffrey Tucker is going to be coming back, I think, for his third year in a row, as a matter of fact.
The king of Liberty Forum.
Yep, the king. And so many others, like a lot of people I've never even heard of before, just these faces. Jim Bovard, I've heard of him before. He's a pretty big deal in the Liberty movement, and more to be announced as we get closer to the actual dates. But you can go now. You can get the early bird ticket price, which is $125 for the full weekend. That's speakers only. If you want to get included in the meals, which you usually want to do because it's a good way to meet people and socialize, the meals package and all the speakers is $250. And this is still a great price for a convention. If you've ever been to an industry convention, like usually for Mark and I to go to a talk radio convention, it's like $400 for an afternoon.
Wow.
So to get a whole weekend with meals for $250 is incredible. Now, obviously, your hotel is on top of that as well. And I recommend staying in the hotel because there's parties that happen after hours, and it's no fun to have to drive to some other hotel after everybody's just been having fun in the event hotel. So go to NHLibertyForum.com, get registered, and we'll see you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. All right, we're talking about ladies in the Liberty movement here. ThoughtsOnLiberty.com is the site. I think there's a lot to agree on in this story, but there's also been a lot to disagree with as well, and we've been kind of digging in as we go through.
You know how women are so disagreeable.
It's certainly a cliche or, I guess, a stereotype about women, but I think there's certainly a lot of disagreement among men. But for whatever reason, they don't get the same negative rap for it. Now, there are plenty of men that don't get along.
Right.
You don't hear general statements about how men hate each other.
Right. Well, maybe it's just because men are more obnoxious than women. That's like a general understanding that most people have.
Yeah, we can accept that as truth.
I think that plays a part, though, because men, you know, generally they're more vocal and they're more antagonistic. And that might be something sexist to say, but I don't know. I think that
Women are more likely to talk behind someone's back as opposed to be
Women are less confrontational as far as I've seen. But, like, I know that sounds sexist to say. It's just a general trend of events that I've seen.
Well, that's your observation. Your personal observation is completely valid, right? I mean, that's what you've experienced.
Right.
Whether that's true across the board is another question. So back to the story here from thoughtsonliberty.com. The author is Gina. She says there are significant barriers, or these, she talks about certain issues like midwifery and rape, as well as transgender or LGBT. These are significant barriers to women's liberty in our country. She says there are facts, or they are facts of women's lives that significantly, substantively, visibly affect the quality of life and quality of freedom of women in the world, and libertarians would rather talk about marginal tax rates and agricultural subsidies.
Well, I don't see, I mean, yeah, agricultural subsidies, that affects the price of the grocery store. So does inflation. So does all these things, which I think that maybe, like, for her to claim, the author to claim that she knows, you know, the best way to market this, you know, the ideas of liberty to women, I think that you don't necessarily know what's going to appeal to women, but...
Because women are different.
Women are going to be different, and different kind of things are going to appeal to different women. Like, midwifery, that's not really going to get me into liberty. Like, that's not going to be the issue that brings me in. It's, but I could imagine if... You do have these families, if it is more common still for women to be the ones doing a lot of the shopping, then I think inflation and the Federal Reserve is a good topic
Absolutely.
To bring up for women. And don't assume that they're not going to get it because they're women and they're just a little slower than men at getting
economic.
Well, is she
being sexist here? I mean, by suggesting that you know, women are only interested in these certain issues?
I think anytime we talk about why women aren't more involved or why women are disadvantaged or more advantaged in any kind of way, we are at risk of saying things, making generalizations that are just wrong or they don't have to do with the issue you're talking about.
She says, this brings me to the subject of economics. Whether it's because women are soft-hearted or not, women, at least the women that work for me, don't reach to economics to talk about liberty. Out of the 20-ish writers that this website, ThoughtsOnLiberty.com, has hosted over its lifetime, only three have had economics degrees. Thoughts on Liberty's most popular topics are social issues, domestic policy, women's issues, and theory. Keeping in mind that Thoughts on Liberty does have a separate category for all things to do with economics. Out of nearly 500 articles over the span of a year, only 19 of them have been written about economic policies. If libertarians want to bring more women into the movement, we have to realize that liberty is more than supply and demand. Liberty is about the way people live their lives. Libertarians need to look beyond economics and start talking about the things that women care about. Their lives, their homes, their families, their friends. Because when you make anywhere from 33 to 3% less than your male friends do, getting upset about a 0.05% tax increase just doesn't seem as important.
See, I don't like where this author is coming from. They're saying a lot of things like, these are the things that women care about. It was like home, it was like family security and a bunch of stuff that men care about too. I think that assuming that women care about different things is to, you know, you might mismarket your product. I don't think women even necessarily know when they're being advertised to that it's for them. They might think this naked chick is to appeal to men. Well, how do you know it's not geared at you?
More coming up here in moments. You are welcome to share your thoughts, whether you're a lady or not. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio this evening, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Ellen.
And don't forget, you can get more of both Allie and Ellen on their website, alpshow.com. Also, ALP Podcast on Facebook.
That's right.
It is what? And Ellen, why don't you describe what ALP is? Because normally I ask Allie.
Okay, well, it. ALP, it has a different meaning every week. But basically, we talk about whatever intellectual topics we decide we want to talk about that week. Like, we've had a lot of various topics, such as, like, the Walmart bureaucracy or human rights, you know, things like that.
Yeah, and then tomorrow night we're talking about Thanksgiving, which sounds like a given, but I think that the stories that I've been told about Thanksgiving and where things come from, it might be a little different, the historical perspectives on that. And I think that it'd also be a fun show to talk about thankfulness, too, which I'm sure will be as part of the show.
Yeah, I'm sure we can get a bit of really good Thanksgiving humor in before Thanksgiving shows up.
Well, I am thankful that you two ladies joined me tonight for this discussion about women and the Liberty Movement, which we're going to continue here. And also, we'll take your calls as well about whatever is on your mind at 855-450-FREE. I want to tell you about blockchain.info before we go on, though. It is an online Bitcoin wallet that is free for you to create. You go to blockchain.info, you can create your own Bitcoin wallet, and then download the app for your smartphone. If you've got an Android phone or an iPhone, you can get the blockchain app, which makes it so easy. We were talking, I think, before the show, Allie, about a place that you work. You were talking with the boss lady about taking Bitcoin at the cash register, and she was really interested in having that blockchain app. You said that you did a transaction with her to show how
easy it was. It was even easier than I remember it being. I was trying to describe to her how it goes, and then, you know, I was like, well, I'll send you 0.0 whatever Bitcoins, which makes up this many dollars. And then I realized that on the blockchain site, they just do the conversion for you.
Automatically. You just punch in the U.S. dollar amount, and then it's there in the current Bitcoin price.
It's really, you know, it's super easy. Anyone could figure this out. And I think that showing is better than trying to explain it to people.
And she pretty much was entranced by it, right?
Yep.
Like, so blockchain.info. And was it the blockchain app you were using?
That's right.
Blockchain.info. You can go and get your own Bitcoin wallet there. And again, grab the apps for your favorite smartphone brand. It makes it so easy to send or receive your Bitcoins to others around the world. Again, free Bitcoin wallet for you waiting at blockchain.info. So want to wrap up the thoughts here from Gina over at thoughtsonliberty.com as to why she says that the libertarian movement is not very attractive to women. She says the takeaway is this. Don't assume that people move through the world the same way that you do. Just because an issue isn't a problem for you doesn't mean it's not a problem. The world libertarians are selling now is a world in which women will be tossed under the bus, and all libertarians will do is throw up their hands and say, freedom of association, not my problem.
What is she talking about? What does she mean by that? She's a libertarian. She's saying that in a libertarian world, in an ideal situation for libertarians, women would be tossed under the bus? Why the hell would she advocate for it then? That's not the liberty that I want.
I'm not really
sure. It sounds like she doesn't understand. It sounds like she's the stereotype. She does understand economics. She said earlier, going on about the pay gap. Obviously, she doesn't understand the, you know, women might make different choices than men, and we can look at those choices and, you know, analyze them and speculate about what they mean. And I think that saying that they're bad choices, that is getting into sexist territory. But when she says things like, well, why would women be interested in economics? In economics, women always lose. Well, she's being the stereotype of women who don't understand economics. So the way that we defeat these stereotypes and sexism is being the difference, creating
the change you wish to see.
Being that change, being, you know, the example that defeats people's preconceptions about women. And she's not doing a good job, I have to say.
Right. Well, I think her problem here is just that she's really afraid of this happening, so that she misinterprets the information and makes it seem worse than it actually is. I don't see a future in which libertarians are just going to throw women under the bus, supposedly. People don't treat each other that way, generally.
I can't imagine throwing you ladies under the bus. That would be horrifying.
No, I think she's really creating a lot more issue here than naturally would be here, just because she's so afraid of this happening.
She goes on to say, but how could such a society be free when its citizens cannot all participate according to their individual will, when some get advantages from the setup while others are cast out? From a woman's perspective, libertarians are selling a society that isn't free to them at all, and we're surprised that they don't rush to sign up for it? I'm not. No amount of marketing can fix a product that looks rotten. I want to close briefly with some testimonials for Thoughts on Liberty, and this is her website, thoughtsonliberty.com. She says these are testimonials from this online publication that features women's voices exclusively. All right, here are her testimonials. Quote, I love following your various posts. I've only recently started caring much about politics. It's taken me a while to realize I was libertarian, as I was always just assumed that I was some kind of liberal. Another lady says, I like Thoughts on Liberty because the writing is excellent and relevant to my life. I like that they sometimes write about feminism and identity politics. I don't like to be collectivized, but the reality is that my life is very different from the life of a typical libertarian blogger, white, male, straight. While I may agree with certain positions, I tend not to read blogs relating to them because they come off as dry, impersonal, and dismissive. My free time is a valuable commodity, and I do not want to waste it on dismissive people that come off as impersonal and aloof. I think Thoughts on Liberty is doing a great job of reaching out to women who feel alienated from other blogs and discussions. And her final excerpt. I just want to let you know in private message that your blog has really opened people's eyes to libertarianism in my life where I've been sharing it, the kind of people who would have been historically turned off by the rhetorical approaches of other blogs and sites out there. In its own way, it has succeeded others in providing folks access to ideas in a way that I think has been sorely neglected by too many in the liberty movement for too long. She goes on and wraps up by saying, Thoughts on Liberty has been able to appeal to readers who otherwise wouldn't have been have even approached Liberty because of its ability to transcend the libertarian mainstream. We reject sexism, give women a voice and a say, and we talk about things that women want to hear about. We listen, we engage, we reach across boundaries, and we're bringing women to liberty. It's time for you to do the same.
That sounds good to me. I'm sad that I'm not more familiar with the blog to understand the testimonials, but if it appeals to women, then it does. Although, yeah, well, you did say that there are more authors than just this one.
That's right.
So maybe, you know, she said some of them studied economics in school. Maybe, you know, I don't know why they're not examples of women that you can point to. Look, she gets economics. She can talk to you about economics, and that should be, that should make you confront your idea that women don't have a brain for that.
Right. And to me, it seems like she's trying to propagate her own specialty group. Like, she's pandering to women here by saying, like, women's rights. But what about all the other minority groups' rights? Mm-hmm. She just completely fails to mention all of that.
Yeah, why should she care about...
She does mention it at one point.
She should care about Filipinos' rights. And what about, you know, you can think of any minority, midgets. You know, they're so exploited by the state. Well, I just don't happen to look up midget issues. I just...
Well, right. Should we refocus our libertarian outreach efforts on midgets? I mean, so no, but I think one of the reasons why women are talked about as a deficiency in the liberty movement is because it's an obvious one. But also as obvious are the lack of other so-called minorities like blacks or Hispanics within.
Well, women
the
are only
as well.
A minority. Well, they're not a minority in every day-to-day life. So I guess the reason why it's brought up more so than minorities is that, you know, if there is about a 50-50 divide in men and mm-hmm. women in the U.S., but then you look at libertarians in the U.S. and you
right.
see a disparity, then you're wondering why it appeals to these group, you know, this demographic more so than the other. Why it's not relating the same.
Personally, I think a lot of it is chicken or the egg. And maybe you struck on this earlier when you were talking about, well, what happened when it was created, the libertarian movement? Was it a bunch of guys who got together to create this thing? I think Sharon Harris was involved back in the day from Advocates for Self-Government. She's the president of the Advocates for Self-Government. I believe she was one of the originals behind the Libertarian Party. I could be mistaken on that. But maybe you're right. You know, maybe it's just been something that's just always propagated because it was started by a bunch of white single males. That it's just going to have always attracted those kinds of people. And we're seeing it expand out now, especially here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project, seeing a much greater variety as far as men and women. But even still, not so much in the way of blacks and Hispanics. Is there something that can be done about that? That's the question I have. What can be done to bring more women into the movement? Or is it just something that will have to solve itself over time as more women get involved and start doing outreach on these issues of importance? It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made Privacy Case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've been in deep in this issue of women in the Liberty Movement with one lady at Thoughts on Liberty. Her website, thoughtsonliberty.com, it is an all-female Liberty blog site. And first, I've actually heard of it, so I'm definitely going to have to add it to my aggregator and see what other things they're talking about over there, because I share some of her concerns. I may not necessarily be on board with all of it, but I definitely share some of her concerns about the lack of women in the movement and the question of why is it? You know, what are the reasons that there's this great disparity between men and women in the Liberty Movement? Would love to get your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. And you can join Free Talk Live and BuzzBox Coffee and make a difference one cup at a time. We're looking for 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join Free Talk Live in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. You literally can change people's lives for the better by drinking your morning cup of coffee. You get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted. That's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and it's great stuff. According to Mark, I'm not a coffee drinker. I can't testify.
Just drinking some right now. It's delicious.
Really? Okay, because yeah. I was going to ask you if you'd had a chance to drink any of this yet. So, BuzzBox Coffee, you have it in your mug tonight.
I don't have any more. I need to get a refill because I finished it.
So, coffee.freetalklive.com. Allie says it's delicious. I will take her word for it. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Plus, your first pound is free. You do have to pay the shipping, but otherwise they send you that, and that's because they believe in this product, and they think you're going to be so interested in it that you're going to, you know, get on this this program, which I think is pretty cool. It's like it's an auto-ship program, but you can customize it to where you can ship as little or as much as you want in the time frame that you want. That way they're not just shipping you a pound of coffee every month if you can't go through a pound or whatever. You can adjust the amount that they send you and you know, how often.
I think it sounds super convenient to have your coffee just sent to you, and then that's probably exciting, like, oh, my coffee's here, you know, I'm good for a while.
Especially if it's really good coffee as well. And it helps people, again, these buying coffee through BuzzBox Coffee and Free Talk Live helps give microloans to people who can then start their own coffee plantation. So coffee.freetalklive.com, go there. We go to the phones. Blue is in Knoxville, Tennessee, listening to WKVL. Hello, Blue.
Hey. Hey, you're on the air.
I've been listening off and on. It's been kind of sporadic because of the weather here. But was it addressed that it's the female ego that keeps the women out of the movement?
Tell me what you mean by that, the female ego.
Oh, well, heaven forbid, you might be prettier than I am, or you weigh less than I do. Therefore, I don't like you. So, therefore, I'm not going to back anything that you say.
What do you ladies think? This sounds to me like the old idea that women just can't get along. And I...
You got it, baby.
In my life, it's been true. I mean, I wish it weren't true, but in my life, the women that I've known have not been friendly towards other women in general. And you're saying, Blue, that's what you believe is the case.
But why would that keep them out of the liberty movements? Like, I don't know why.
Because my opinion is more important than your opinion. But because I think that my opinion is more important than your opinion, I'm going to crush your opinion so you can't even be part of the discussion.
They're too egocentric, you mean? They're intellectual cowards? Is that what you're claiming?
I think what she's saying is that women are more judgmental towards each other. Especially
towards each other? I mean, then that would be like, why wouldn't women gravitate towards the liberty movement? Because there's not as many women to disagree with you. Right? You know, like, why would you join the Democratic Party if there's all these...
Sorry, Blue, go ahead.
Because they're absolutely judgmental. It is ridiculous. I have worked at jobs. I'm a very small, very petite female. And I have been discriminated against because I was so small.
By other women?
By other women.
Oh, yeah. How are you discriminated against?
We never eat.
Right.
So you're saying women get jealous of each other really easily?
See, I don't know why that would. I don't know why. Sorry, caller, I didn't.
That's all right. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been in the Liberty Movement. I helped. You know, I was so blessed to be there when Stuart Rhodes gave the first dose to the civilian population.
Who? Yeah. Sorry. Who's Stuart Rhodes?
You don't know who Stuart Rhodes is?
No.
Oath Keepers.
Oh, okay, gotcha. The Oath Keepers. Yeah. Okay. Definitely heard about them on these airwaves. So you've experienced discrimination from other women, and it has been a turnoff for you.
Yes, but you know, I still continue to fight on the Liberty Movement.
Right.
But a lot of this has to do with the way that you raise your daughters. You know, I was blessed enough to be in a situation that my father taught me that whatever the boys can do, you can do better, rather than being a whiny girl. And so I have always looked at my life in that perspective.
Blue, I want to thank you for your call and the perspective that you've shared tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. What do you ladies think? I mean, it's not a secret to anybody who's ever looked at the webcam. You guys are both as attractive as you are intelligent, and that could be an intimidating factor, I think, for some people. Now, certainly for men, it can be an intimidating factor.
I see what she was saying about how women can compare each other, and sometimes women give, like, this really... Like, I don't know how it relates to the Liberty Movement, but yeah, like, you'll definitely older women interacting with me, I think because I'm younger, and I think it's societal pressure for, like, women. Once you reach a certain age, it's like women seem to think that they're being thrown away because they're not hot anymore or something. I think that that's all in people's heads, really, but, you know, maybe some men do give off that vibe that it's the point of being a woman is to look young. And I do get a like angry vibe, like judgmental vibe from older women. But that doesn't really have anything to do with the liberty movement in my mind. I don't know why that would keep women out because it's not like we're a bunch of judgmental women here in the liberty movement.
Yeah, you make a really good point. Like, women definitely are more judgmental towards each other when it comes to physical appearances. Like, does my hair look as good? Am I, you know, as physically attractive in other ways? And if the answer is no, then you're going to behave towards this other woman in kind of a nasty way. And that's just the experience that I've had with most females. They're very antagonistic to other women that they see as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see how that would apply to the Liberty Movement, especially as compared to any other situation.
I feel like it's more incentive for women to get involved when...
Yeah, because there's not so many here.
Right.
Well, like, what's the threat anyways? I mean, what are you, a threat to take away the throngs of socially awkward libertarian males?
Yeah, that's essentially it.
I mean, it doesn't seem like a lot of the libertarian males in this movement are really worth fighting over.
I mean, it's the attention that they want, basically.
I don't really know how... Yeah, I mean, I don't see... I feel like because there aren't as many women here that, you know, to me, that would create, like, a vacuum which would suck more women in. Because, you know, if you are women... Say you're a woman who likes male attention. There are women like that out there. And, you know, if you want to find a place for it, the Liberty Movement's a good one. But
if you enjoy a sausage fest, this is the place.
If you don't know anything about Liberty and you're just doing it for the attention, then, you know, I think that people will see through that, too.
So there seems to be a kind of a dichotomy here, perhaps, where on one hand, at least through the discussion we've had so far, where on one hand, you've got this idea that, well, more women should bring more women into the movement. But on the other hand, what Blue's suggesting here is that women don't get along, and so having more women is not necessarily going to bring more women into the movement. I mean, is there even an answer, or is it just something we can't even... Like, it doesn't seem like there's any possible... Like, with those two differing positions, there's no reconciling that.
Well, I feel like if you're the kind of woman that... Or a kind of woman that is outspoken and intelligent and knowledgeable on these subjects, and you want to get involved in the Liberty Movement, you're not going to feel threatened or want to... you know, insult these other women that are around you, so you're going to want to come.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that, you know, this is an issue that people can solve. It's just one that will resolve itself over time.
Like, maybe it's just a natural filtering mechanism.
Yep.
That the best, most, the right ladies for the movement will be the ones that come into it.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I think over time more women are going to see that there's not as many women here and migrate over.
I don't think it's a problem that we should be worrying and scheming over.
Should I not have had a ladies panel at the Keenvention then?
Oh, I think that's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with promoting the women, but I don't think it's an issue.
Okay, we'll come back with more here in moments. You can bring up anything as we go into hour number three. Charles Manson's getting married, apparently. Ellen's going to tell us about that. It's Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass, suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.